Get the latest artist interview and new song right here on New Music Friday.
Yo, what's up? The Night Show on CFM and you're chilling with me, TP. Okay, today's New Music Friday. And usually in the studio, we have the best singer-songwriter here. We're going to talk about music. But today, he's the man of the hour. Behind the music and soundtrack for countless blockbusters such as The Meg, The Kingsman, Mulan, After We Fell, The Equalizer, No Time to Die, so on and so forth, and the most recent, Encanto. And also, he's also the man behind the music on games like PUBG Mobile. He's known to be our one of our Sorokin's pride. Give it up for Alvin Wee! Woo!
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. I would like the intro. I actually customized it just for you so that, you know, it makes it big enough for an entrance because I am so happy that you can join us today.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, first and foremost, right, I just want to put it out there. How does it feel to become the first Sorokin and Malaysian to bring home the award at the Cinema Audio Society Awards 2022 for Encanto?
I'm very, very proud. I'm very happy. And I think I always feel like this is, you know, I say this quite a bit that I feel like it's a win for all of us that, you know, us as Malaysians and Sorokians in particular, where we can't maybe see the other side of it, that it's possible. And I feel very proud to be, you know, the person that maybe, you know, to kickstart this or to do this as one of the people who's, you know, able to do that.
Yeah, it's true. It's like trailblazing, you know, showing the next generation that we were able to do it after you as well.
Yeah.
How do you feel when you listen to Encanto music, how do you feel when you first got it?
I cried. Like, I mean,
really?
Like, of course, it's so pretty. The music's so pretty. I mean, like, the songs are so pretty. The music's incredible, right? So, like, you know, because, like, it's music for film. It's music for film. And the thing about that is you can't just listen. You can. I mean, the music's really catchy and I love it. And also, there's this other element because, you know, the music's married so to the visual, right? It's like the sound, literally the soundtrack. It's the music, the underscore and the songs and all that. So when I watch it with the film, I was like, this is so beautiful. Oh my God. You know, and I was very happy to kind of work on it.
Wow. When you got it, do you have the urge to, like, I'm going to tell, I want to tell so many people about it, but I can't. You have that urge?
Oh yeah. I mean, when you first see it, you know, I'm quite sure that everyone's seen that so many times already. Yes, I wanted to tell everyone. I'm like, I got the, you know, I'm working on it. It was so cool. But like, at the point, I'm like, okay, got to focus. Got to make sure it sounds good. And then we can talk about it later.
Wow, that is so awesome. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Alvin Wee right after this. This is CFM, always with you.
TGIF? No, it's NMF, New Music Friday.
Annyeonghaseyo, Annyeonghaseyo, CFM here. Hello, what's up? You're back with me, TP, on New Music Friday, right here on TFM. And tonight, we've got Alvin Wee, the man behind the music soundtracks for countless amazing movies. And one of it most recent is my favorite, Encanto. So we're going to talk about a lot of things about Encanto and how his work is. So right now, Alvin, can you tell us, how is the process of sound mixing like for you? Briefly tell us, because we're not really sure of how this whole thing goes.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, especially with a soundtrack that's as kind of involved with this, there's so many parts, right? There's like, there's the orchestra, but there's also the band, and then there's also the choir, and there's also, you know, all the like soloists and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we have to first record it, right? The composer wrote it, then we have to record it. So when we record it, we record them separately because, like, some of them are in different time zones, like we're talking now, some of them are, like, different areas. And then it's like, you know, after we get that, after you capture it, it's like having all the ingredients. It's like, you know, like, chao kuo diao, you know, like, you yes. need to...
So, like, okay. I love how you put it there. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So then you bring the tauge in, you put a little bit of oil, you put a little of this, you know, make sure it's not too salty, you make sure it's not too sweet, make sure it's not too spicy. You know, some parts you want a little spicy, but like, you know, just in general, you want to make sure that it's very well balanced, right? There's flavor, there is the kick, there is everything. So I think, you know, if you have this balance, that's like, that to me is mixing. It's the combining of everything and making sure it sits very well together.
Wow. You know what I love about this? Like, you really made it understandable for me because I love it. And when you... yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. So basically, it's like your job is like a chef.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Oh, I like it. All right. Next question is, what, you've done so many projects, like just now I listed, and the list just goes on and on and on. Which movie or project that you did left a heavy imprint on you? and why?
I mean, you know, for me, it's still the, I did this song a couple of years ago with ZRV and Rendra Zawawi, and the song's called Arena Cahaya, and it was for this movie in Malaysia called Ola Bola. It won Festival Film Malaysia, and then we went to the 58th Golden Horse Awards, and I got to perform that at Z, and then they won, you know, and I'm very, like, that one left a huge imprint on me because, like, first of all, I got to work with my Malaysian hero, ZRV.
Right.
I got to work with my very good friend, also Malaysian hero, Rendra Zawawi. And I got to visit Taiwan. It carries with me too today, and I'm still very proud of that.
Oh my goodness. I love the song. The Arena Cahaya. Wonderful, wonderful song. And thank you for making the song as well. It's amazing. Because we'll be back with Alvin Rhee right after this, right here on TFM.
Want to hear the latest song release? Get it right here on New Music Friday.
Suwadikam, nice show on TFM here. Hello, what's up? You're back with me, TP's. New Music Friday means we're going to talk to some singer-songwriter. And today we've got the man behind Encanto and countless of soundtracks for amazing movie. We've got Alvin Rhee. So we've talked about how did he felt when he won the CAS Awards 2022, and what's the process of sound mixing for him, which he described it as like cooking, a chef. And it definitely resonated with me because I love food, so I know what he's talking about. So next is Alvin. Can you tell us, how did you actually get involved with music? How did that spark the passion in you?
I, like you, grew up in Kuching. I was raised there. I was born there. I was raised there until I was like my 20s. And so my mom sent me for piano lessons. You know, so I learned piano, but like I always wanted to be a rock star and play guitar. Right. So then I go, you know. So I didn't sing. I know a lot of my friends are really good singers, and I hear you're a very good singer as well. So
I heard that you gave me a compliment. I was like, no. No way, Alvin just said something about my vocals. Oh my goodness.
Yes, and so, you know, I wasn't blessed with the singing, even though I have a very low voice. But
you have a really low and bassy voice.
So. Yeah, I know. I just don't use it for singing. I use it for different things.
Okay.
I use it for laughing, and that's my superpower.
Okay.
It's a little late here, so, you know, in case my neighbors or something. But yeah. So yeah, I took piano lessons, then I took guitar lessons, then I took electric guitar lessons, and then I started playing for a lot of bands. You know, I played for like rock bands, heavy metal bands. I played for wedding bands, jazz bands. I even played for a Chinese orchestra. So, you know, I played for a Chinese orchestra in Kuching. So I played in different like genres, if you will, and then I learned how to play, arrange, write, and compose music from all my friends, right? From all the different types of genre. So that's where I learned how to like kind of move from different, you know, types of music. Then I was like, you know, I need to learn how to get this music out to the internet, because the internet was coming up when I was like. So then I learned how to record, and I learned, you know, how to arrange and learn to produce music. And then, you know, my friends was like, hey, you should go study this because it will be beneficial. You know, my dad said to me, like, you know, you should study this and your other degree, and you know, you'll have both and you can come back and you'll be really awesome. And then I'm like, well, you know, my late father, that's the kind of one of his messages to me. And I said, like, yes, I will follow through. So I went to Boston, and that's how I got my start. It was, you know, from the advice and the support of my mom and my dad.
Oh, so basically they kind of like nurture you, and then they gave you a guidance. And then you, this is also what you want to do. And then you realize, and that's why you pursue it at the end.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, I was like, oh, yeah. This is, you know, not like Chin Chai La. It's just like really.
Yeah. Okay. Right now, we'll take another quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with the awesome Alvin Rhee right after this. This is TFM, always with you.
Want something new and fresh? Here's New Music Friday.
Bonjour. Nice show on TFM. Hello, what's up? New Music Friday on TFM. You're back with me, TP. And tonight in the studio, we've got our Sarawakian's pride, Alvin Rhee, the man behind the soundtrack of Encanto as well. So just now we talked about how did he started falling in love into mixing and music and the whole journey thing. So Alvin, are there times in this throughout this whole journey that you felt tired or you kind of lose that spark in that passion for a little bit?
Yes. No, actually, no. I joke. I really, you know, like, yes, to be real, we are all human beings and sometimes it's hard. So we, you know, it feels like it's not easy. And the thing I always think about myself, and, you know, I kind of think back to, like, when I first started, like, yeah, it's hard, you know, nothing's easy, but, like, it's just as hard as being a doctor. It's just as hard as being, you know, a lawyer, an accountant. Mm. It's just as hard as being maybe not as hard as being a DJ, but, you know, like, pretty cool. but, you know, it's normal for everyone. Like, we have our challenges. Like, you know, if you're a lawyer, you have to memorize, like, thousands of law. If you're a doctor, you have to memorize thousands of things. Like, for me, I have to memorize thousands of courts and thousands of melodies, you know. So it's the same thing, lah. It's not like, yes, it's hard. And I, you know, it's moments. There are, like, low moments and then high moments. And so I just always think, like, you know, I don't want a regular job.
I kind of agree. This is why I get into radio, because I don't want to regulate. Exactly. We have a similarity with you. So when I did a job, there are times that when you get stressed, right? What is your go-to stress reliever? The one thing that you do in answer stress?
Oh, I think we will get along very well. My big stress reliever is A, coffee, and B, food.
Coffee, I might have to pass on that, but sure. Food, definitely.
Have to go eat. And, like, you know, obviously we're from Sarawak, so I tell people, like, there's only one type of laksa in the world, and the rest is all curry mee, right? Thank you.
Oh my goodness, I totally agree.
Right?
I'm gonna cut out this clip and gonna just post it. I'm gonna make it viral for sure. This is gonna cause a huge debate.
Sure, everyone's gonna... Everyone, you know, everyone can have their opinion, and their opinion is, while, you know, accepted, is wrong. you know, I'm very partial towards Sarawakian laksa, and obviously it's not, you know, for no good reason. But yeah, I love eating. I love going out, and I like hanging out with friends. And in LA, there's a whole, like, food truck culture here. So you can, like, go to the street and, like, get a burrito, which is like a... It's like a popiah, but a little bigger.
I know. Oh, Mexican burrito. Oh,
yeah. You can get pizza. You can get whatever. You know, like, there's a big street food culture here, and over the last 2 years, more of it come out. So, kind of similar. I feel very at home in LA. Kind of like in terms of, like, having all this type of good food here.
Do they have laksa over there? Have you found any good Sarawak laksa over in LA?
No. There is. I wish there is. I have some friends here. Some of them are from Kuching. And shout out to Danita. Danita Ng. She's been here for a while. She invited me to a place and she made laksa. She learned how to make it. Yeah, I know. So I do have good laksa once in a while. We got the lime, the bihun, the shrimp, and all that. It's very, very good. I had laksa here maybe 3 times in my life. So I'm very happy.
Okay, I think that's good.
Okay, right now it's time for another very, very short break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Alvin Wee right after this to talk about what is his next goal and career in his life. So make sure to stay tuned. CFM, always with you.
Out with the old, in with the new. It's New Music Friday.
Welcome. Nice show, CFM here. Hello, what's up? It's New Music Friday with me, TP. Tonight in the studio, we've got very special guest, Alvin Wee, who is the man behind the music and soundtrack of countless blockbusters, including the most recent Encanto, which... he became the first Sarawakian to win the Cinema Audio Society Awards 2022. We are so proud of him, and thank you for joining us tonight. Now, Alvin, can you tell us, what is Alvin Wee's next goal in career as well as in life?
My next goal is to finally be able to get married, first of all. Woo! Shout out to my wife. We were supposed to get married in 2020, and then that didn't happen. So pushed to last year, and then now pushed to this year. My wife is Canadian. She lives out here. She's also in the industry. We're gonna, you know, at least have our friends together and celebrate it. Hopefully my mom can come over, my family can come over, and then, like, do the big party in Kuching. And obviously everyone's invited, right? Because it's a kampong, right? So we'll have you there. And so we'll have that, but that's kind of life goal, is to get married first. The career goal, I mean, there's a few things that I kind of still want to achieve. Like, you know, obviously I want to win a Grammy. Like, awards are not that important, but, like, if it was something I'd choose, like, get a Grammy or an Oscar, you know, one of those. But in terms of type of projects I want to work on, when it comes to film, I do want to work on a superhero thing, either Marvel or DC. I'm not picky. I'm not picky, very, you know. Putting it out there, you know, if the universe hears me, you'll give back to me.
The
you know?
Universe is accepting this. And right? We all Malaysians is gonna like fingers crossed, like get Alvin Wee into MCU right yeah, now.
Please, please. I have fingers crossed. So that's one. Mm. Another one's the Star Wars universe, because I love Star Wars. I know, I know. Yes, right.
The sound of it, Star Wars. Oh my goodness.
Yes, yes. So that. And then because, you know, I'm a big fan of Jurassic World, or Jurassic Universe, I want to do something in there. I'm just putting this out there. I'll be honest, like, I have nothing on the horizon that's any of
that. Hey, but nothing is impossible, though.
Exactly.
Each movie that you name right now, I got goosebumps. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
And then the last one, this is for me, is like, 7-year-old okay. Alvin, I want to do a Transformer movie. Like, that for me is like...
I don't know why, but for every movie you speak, I can listen to that. I'm like, oh my goodness, I want it.
Right. Fingers crossed. So, you know, we still got time, you know, we can hope and we'll see what happens.
Oh my goodness. We're all going to pray for it. We're going to have our fingers crossed for it. All the best to you, Alvin. We want that to happen for you as well.
Oh,
now, so you talk about your 7-year-old Alvin, right? What advice would you give up to the young little Alvin back then? The one advice you would give?
I always tell people, it's easy to like, you know, we talk about giving up and all that. I would say, instead of saying don't give up, I say keep going. There's a slight difference and I'll explain a little bit. You know, some people can get really precious about their project and like, oh, you know, it has to be perfect before you come out. I'm like, put it out there. Get the feedback from people. If you're going to get criticized, it's fine. You put something that you put all your heart into. If you don't release it, no one knows about it, then you cannot move on. We need to always, you know, like one step in front of the other. So if you're gonna do that, you have to like be able to kind of put your heart out there. So I say, just, I would give this advice to my 7-year-old self. So I put more of your heart out there. Just be more willing to just share yourself and you know, the more you do it, the easier it'll become, and the easier it become, the more people recognize you as you, and you know, the further you go. I think
that's really beautiful. 7-year-old Alvin will be happy to hear that. You keep going. Keep going and be sincere with your work.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Alvin, for today's for joining us. I have such a good laugh. I enjoy this talk and chat. So much. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, TP.
All right. And that's it for today's interview with Alvin. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure to stay tuned. Follow him on IG, okay? Because he's going to post interesting stuff. And then when there's a new project coming up, pretty sure he's going to post some teasers for us as well. Hopefully. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, Alvin. Bye. All right. And that's it for this hours of chat with Alvin Wee. He's such an amazing and lovely person. I am so happy that I get to talk to him. And for the rest of you, don't go anywhere. Okay, next hour, we're going to go into the 8 p.m. news a bit, and then we'll come back with Gossip Hour and more of your favorite tunes. This is TFM, always with you.